Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And because you're hearing Halal Africa, you know exactly what time it is. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. And welcome to the second hour of Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. My name is Lukom Kwedi Phuthi, and I'm excited to still be on your airwaves. Now, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, I am having a chat once again. This voice you'll be hearing right now is not new to you. Of course, you've heard him, Abi Small. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon.
Welcome
thanks
back.
For having me.
Welcome back. It was only just last week, Friday, that we had a chat, and I'm so excited to have you again.
I am too.
We've got Inga coming through. Inga, good afternoon and welcome. Two ladies in the house?
Yes.
Guess what? It's two versus two because
oh,
I've also got Dagun Doe on the line. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hi. Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
I know you're going to strangle Abby at some point. We're not going to talk about why. But after this call, I'm sure you're going to be on his case.
No, it's okay, but yeah, I was just not aware that I'm going to be talking to you right now, but it's okay, we thank God.
Okay, no, it's absolutely fine. So welcome. We're talking all things Halal Africa once again. Now, if you missed it last week, I had a chat with Abi Small, and he was giving us a bit of a background. And I think just to refresh our listeners, Abi, maybe if you can just clarify to us if this is the first recording or if you've had any other ones.
No, so this is not the first recording. This is going to be the fourth recording. Very first one was recorded in Maryland, like I mentioned, in the U.S. The second one was in South Africa in 3C Church in Pretoria. And then the second one was at Hartfield Arena in 2022. And this will be the fourth one.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Maybe let's talk about Halal Africa. Just touch on who you guys are. I don't know who wants to take that. Is it Inga? Yes, Inga. If you can just tell us, maybe brand yourselves. You know, we've always heard Halal Africa. And I think the most common joke I've really found funny is the debate with the name Halal Africa. Yes. I know Abi last week was like, get confused. Don't get confused.
Okay. Oh, well, on that one, I will allow Abi to elaborate more about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So halal definitely is not a Muslim word. That is not to say we don't love our Muslim brothers. It's rather a word that was coined from the full hallelujah.
Okay.
So it's just a short form of hallelujah that is halal. You can also say hallel and it still, you know, works. But it's a Hebrew word that says Hallel Jah, meaning praise God.
Okay.
So if you hear the Jamaicans or the Rastafarians, they will say praise Jah. They will say Jah. But the actual Hebrew word is Jah, which is Y-A-H.
Okay.
So because the Hebrew do not have J, the letter J, in their alphabets. So it's Hallel Jah, which means praise God. And because the concept of Halal Africa is more of music, more of praise, more of worship, we just took the first portion of the hallelujah word, which means the same thing in every language, which is praise God. If you say hallelujah everywhere, in any language, they will understand it as praise God.
Okay.
So that just that first part of the hallelujah, that is what we have taken and formed our event, our platform, our artistry around, meaning Praise Africa. So it's Halal Africa, which means Praise Africa.
All right. Inga, what should we be looking forward to with this coming recording? How is it looking like? What's the theme? Because I want to get to Daiki. I really want to get to him quickly. So how's it looking?
The theme for this year is On Bended Knees. I know a lot of people, they would want to go there wearing their heels and stuff, but they should remember the theme for this year. It is On Bended Knees. So
heels are not
lot,
very practical.
You know what I mean? A whole lot will be happening, so they must just come ready. They must wear their dancing shoes.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're really comfortable because it's going to be a Holy Ghost party.
Speaking of Holy Ghost party, I know there's a gentleman who loves the party vibes, party moves stage, you know, always gets us dancing. Taki is definitely that guy.
I love Taki. Taki knows that I love him.
Uh-huh.
He knows it, and for no reason, because, you know, he's so welcoming. He's very friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, some artists, when they hit the limelight, they become, you know, inaccessible.
Yeah.
But this is one man of God whom, anytime you call him, provided he's not sleeping. If he's not sleeping, he just answers your call. Yes,
you'll get
that's
him.
One wonderful guy.
So, Taki, tell me, is this your first time with Halal Africa?
It's my second time. I was there in Pretoria, Hatfield Arena also. Actually, it's my third time because I was also there in Centurion.
That's true.
I think ever since the inception of Halal, I've always been there, and I thank God for the management, just for being loyal also to me. I really appreciate it, and this time I am part of the artists or the ministers that will also be recording on the night.
Yep.
So it's really, really exciting for me.
Yeah. Wow. So with this theme this year on Bended Knees, like I said, you are the guy that's always dancing and bringing it. But also at the same time, he's also that one guy that will worship the room, you know? Yeah. So what is your heart towards? What are you looking forward to? And what are you bringing for this year's recording? Seeing as though you're actually on the lineup. Yeah. Also, maybe if you can take us down, you know, that time when they gave you the theme, what went through your mind?
Well, for me, I think on Bended Knees, it just tells us that we are kneeling down. It's about worship. It's about surrendering to God. It's about humbling ourselves and exalting God. So for me, even if we're doing it through praise or through worship, but it definitely means that we are on Bended Knees. So it's not about us. It's about God. For me, that is what came to my mind when I heard about the theme. But there's a lot of worship. I mean, we've got Jacqueline Carr, we've got Lebo Schodela, we've got Abel Toli, we've got a lot of ladies that I know will bring it when it comes to worship. So I thought, you know what, let me bring my other side. So I'm just bringing a lot of energy.
I love that.
So I'm bringing a lot of praise, a lot of energy. So I need people to be on their sneakers because I want to make them dance. I want to make them praise.
Come on.
That's what I'm bringing on the night. So because already we have a lot of worship. Mm. We have a lot of great, great worshipers on the night. So everyone just has to bring in their A-game. And I mean, above all, it's about God. It's about exalting the name of God and in that place. Yeah.
Amen. Wow. Absolutely. I absolutely love Dagi's understanding also of On Bended Knees.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we always have this idea that it's going to be a very low key, you know, worship only, slow music.
Ballads and slow
music. Yeah. Yeah. But also his understanding is that it's a posture of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So whether we dance, whether we are, you know, literally on our knees, at the end of the day, our hearts are on Bended Knees. So Dagi, for that, I actually applaud you, I must say. I definitely applaud you. Because I think you guys can agree with me. I think when I spoke to Abby the other day, it really matters so much who you bring into the team.
Oh, yes.
It really matters. You know, he mentioned to me how you guys go through the process of praying for who you'll invite.
Yeah.
Because more than them being known, it's also about their hearts and what they've got to bring on the day. Yep. So it's really, maybe if you can just remind us of that as well, Abby.
Yeah.
How did you decide on Abo Tag? How did you decide? There's Abo Jacqueline Carr and there's actually everybody else coming through. How did you go through that process?
Yeah. So like I was saying last week, it's not just a matter of looking at the artist numbers and the fact that they have good vocals or the fact that they've got hit songs, but we do really pray. We're committed to prayer. Even the theme, it's not just we don't just think about it and then say we are going with this one. There's a lot of prayer, and like I was telling you, every weekend there is a prayer. We have a prayer group that gathers online to pray for this program. And so it tells you it's not just a gathering of voices. It's not just a gathering of artists to come and sing. It's it's more than that. It's an experience. It's, like he said, a posture of the heart in utmost surrender to the will and way of God. So if you leave it to human effort, you will only call people who come and perform and do the show. And go, and there will be no impact.
Yeah.
But you need to have people who understand the ministry. Look, despite their frailties, they understand the ministry. They understand that this is for God.
Yeah.
And so whenever they are on stage and they are ministering, the song or whatever they are saying ministers to them first before they are able to channel it to whoever is listening to them. And those are the directions we got. And we were able to select these individuals who also gladly accepted to be part of this project. So it's not just, you know, handpicked. No. It's a direct, we were led to select these people. So,
You know, what I want to do, I want to ask Taki something else. But quickly, I really just want us to punt this because Inga gave me some gifts here.
Okay.
Inga, if you can tell us, what is it that you've brought? Because I see you come bearing gifts. What is it? And what do my listeners need to do to get these?
Well, I always call myself Mother Christmas because I'm like, wherever I go, I go with gifts. I'm always bearing gifts. So, I've got tickets for Radio Pulpit listeners. And fans of Halal. So if we have any callers today, I think after the ad, we can come up with questions to ask them. Then you can win two tickets for you and your partner or your friend.
Guys, so you don't just get one ticket.
We're giving you two.
See how nice that is? I really, really love it. Okay, so before I let Dagi go, because we're going to quickly take a song and then we'll come back. But Dagi, this is really just what I want to ask. You know, music is known to be quite a seasonal thing. We have this thing that, oh, we'll get 2-3 albums and then this one is out of the scene. But we've seen you consistently doing things. You've been very consistent, Dagi, I must say. What would you say to us has kept you going? Yes, you are an artist, but what separates you from the rest?
Honestly, I wouldn't think there's anything special that really separates me from the rest, but I've just been authentic. I just believe that I don't have to be like anyone else. The reason why Halal Africa also decided to have me is because they wanted Dagi. It's because Dagi is himself. Dagi sounds like himself. I'm not trying to be someone else. I think that is one thing that I'm very comfortable with, and that is just being myself. And I believe in the calling of God upon my life.
Wow.
So I believe that God has called me to do this. And if God has called me, I believe that he has got me. He's just going to call me and leave me in space. So I think that is what keeps me going. I'm just fully, fully dependent on God. I am what I am because of the grace of God.
Wow.
I don't think it's got much to do with my own doing. I have hustled before. I've worked hard before. And nothing happened. But the moment I let God take care of everything, the moment I dedicated my gift to God, everything just keeps flowing because he is the one who is driving his vehicle. That is me. So I am just fully dependent on him, man.
Amen. Talk about living within purpose. Dagi, thanks so much for having this chat with us. We're still going to continue on this side of the line.
Thank you.
Just going to take a quick song and then we'll be right back to give away the tickets because Inga's got some questions.
So
but Dagi, thank you so much. God bless you and see you on the 30th.
See you on the 30th. Thank you so much. Thank you to RB and Inga. Hello, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for hijacking me.
Thank
I will
you.
Get you on the 30th.
Oh, yes. I'll be coming home to eat some pap.
Thank you, guys. Cheers and a great afternoon.
All right.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.